This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
What does that mean? Well, standing means to identify with, like at a wedding, but to sit means you hang out with people. That's what it means. Come on in, have a seat. Somebody comes over to your house, most of the time you don't stand at the door for 10 minutes. Sometimes you do, but most of the time you say, well, come on in and have a seat. It means to fellowship with. It means to share with. So here's the question. Who is it you get your counsel with? Who is it you stand with to affirm? And who is it you hang with, you sit with? And the psalm writer says, don't. The man or woman who's blessed doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked or the ungodly. He or she doesn't stand in the way of sinners, affirming that, and they don't sit or hang around in the seat of mockers. Let's bring up verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Couple of things there. You delight in that which is important to you. I mentioned this in the past series in Corinthians. Those of you that have grandchildren have pictures of grandchildren probably with you right now. Why do you have a picture of your grandchild? You delight in them. Tell me what you love, and I'll tell you what you delight in. Tell me what matters to you, and I'll tell you what you delight in. We always delight in that which is important to us. And so it says, his delight is in the law of the Lord. We don't use that phrase, law of the Lord, but I'll tell you what we do use, phraseology-wise. We use the phrase, Word of God. His or her delight is in the Word of God, the Bible. And on that word, they meditate day and night. What does it mean to meditate? I love what Joyce Meyer says. Some of you listen to Joyce Meyer on television or the radio. And she said, people ask her all the time, what does it mean to meditate on the Word of God? And here's her answer. It's a great answer. She says, do you know how to worry? They say, oh yeah, I know how to worry. I do it all the time. Then you know how to meditate. If you know how to worry, if I know how to worry, then I know how to meditate. Meditate means to mull over, to repeat in your mind, and to have a conversation in your head. That's what meditation means. And somebody who meditates on the Word of God is not doing self-talk, but it's God talk. Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. When's the last time, get this, that you've rehearsed scripture in your mind? And you know what else I'm going to suggest you do with this? This may surprise you. Psalm 1 is a good prayer for your husband, for you to pray for your husband or your wife. Lord, would you help my husband or wife not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly? Would you help my son, my daughter, not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly? Would you help them not to stand to affirm the way of sinners? Would you help them not to hang out, to sit in the seat of mockers? In verse 2, Lord, would you help them delight in your word? Let's bring up verse 3. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Well, there's some phrases again that we don't use. What does it mean that we become like a tree planted by streams of waters? Here's what it means. It's talking about stability. To be a tree that's planted by water means there's nourishment coming to that tree. There's food coming to that tree. And for you and for me to be like a tree that's planted by a stream of water means that we're close to the source. That's what it means. Well, we're going to continue this thought line tomorrow on the last part of this message from Psalm 1. A new series called Who's Your Shepherd? Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.